Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, welcome to Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. I'm Nikki Eisenhower, your host, life coach, and psychotherapist. And on today's episode, I'm discussing my experience of the event, The Big Quiet. We were super proud to participate with the Big Quiet in Denver this year. Now, the Big Quiet is a really cool event. It started in New York, and it's a mass meditation for modern people. Now, if you've never done anything like this, it can be a little intimidating to be in a big group. I know we can have a lot of resistances to yesing something like this. But if you've ever sat with yourself meditating and felt the energy of peace that washes over you, and those moments where everything just clicks and our monkey mind relaxes and releases, it's a beautiful feeling. It's a powerfully restorative tonic for the nervous system. There's a really cool vibe, a magic that happens when a couple hundred people gather with the intention of meditating. So I want to share with you what happened there to hopefully encourage those of you that are out there in the world to look up the Big Quiet to see if it's coming to your town and to attend. And if not the Big Quiet, where can you attend meditation, yoga, mindful practices? One of the speakers at this event shared exactly what I'm about to share, because those of us in this healing field that are serving others, we are seeing it day in and day out. People are lonelier than ever. For the amount of tech and social media that is available in our world right now, we may be able to connect with someone on the other side of the world, but we're losing and missing connecting right where we are. Loneliness has got to be in the top five of things people talk to me about. And for many of us, once we get out of school, whether that's high school or college, the truth is that we don't really know how to make new friends. It's a very tender, raw thing to admit as a high-functioning adult that we may not know how to make new friends. Or we may be so scared or timid after having some rough friendships or rough relationships that we're struggling to find the courage to put ourselves out there. We may not trust internally that we know how to choose safe people. So often what I suggest is to take the pressure off of this fear of loneliness and this loneliness struggle. There's a way that we can give ourselves a lot of permission to just go and be with other people who value just being. That's the potential gift of an event like the Big Quiet, that we can go and be with people and be sort of alone while we meditate. That's a beautiful way introverts can be social, but also separate. It's a way to help your inner child know you're not alone in the world. So Chris and I got our tickets. The Big Quiet was very generous and gave us some tickets, also gave us some tickets to give away So that felt great that we were able to spread and give two other people the experience here in Denver of the big quiet. Such a butterfly effect. And we walked in and there are all these meditation cushions on the ground. And you find a spot and you park it. And as the event began, we were walked through some very simple and very effective breathing exercises. And we were invited to make noise together. And I know that that freaks a lot of people out. The energy and the vibration of making noise together with our voices, of breathing in sync, of a shared group intention. It's some of the coolest energy I've ever felt. That energy is available to you too. It's available to you if the big quiet's coming to your city. It's available to you with group meditations often offered by churches or organizations or yoga studios.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. Every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
As we sat in collective silence, different local musicians began to play. What I love about that is that each musical instrument and each voice that sang connects to each individual person in a different way. For me, it was the violin that really made my heart space bust wide open. That towards the end of meditating and being still and quiet after making sound together, just hearing that violin start to play. I've no idea why the violin does it for me, but it does. Do you have an instrument that just does it for you? That makes your heart just burst wide open? That helps you release and take in goodness? I'm going to release an episode soon on the importance of yesing. I want you to know that when I first heard about this event, I didn't have an automatic yes. In fact, I had I'm still unpacking boxes. I have so much to do. I'm getting ready for this course. I'm overwhelmed. There's a lot on my plate. We're still setting up the studio. Look, as I sit right now recording, there's a flashlight helping me see my notes about recording. We're still in mid-transition in our space for our businesses and our studio where we record. But something in me said, yes, this is a good thing. Just say yes to it. It turned out that that yes was exactly what I needed. It took me out of the chaos of moving two businesses and a home. It took me out and away of my loudmouth cat making noise at me while I unpack. It took me away and out of my mind of feeling the weight of my to-do list. And it physically made me explore a new space. This was in a cool, old, original airplane hangar. A hangar that used to make ejection seats. Isn't that cool? The sensory part of my being as a highly sensitive person got to soak up everything about that experience. The openness of the airplane hangar, the camaraderie of all of us sitting on that meditation cushion, holding the intention of wanting a better internal life and a better external life, owning our energy and our wellness by prioritizing meditating. Look for that upcoming episode of Yesing if you're struggling to say yes and invite some of these powerful practices into your own life. We don't heal when we just listen or read or keep gathering information. Much of our healing is in how we show up actionably for ourselves. I'm working on it right now. I don't know if we will pull it off, but please come find me, Nikki Eisenhower, on Instagram if you are interested. We are working out the details now, and I may, no promises, but I may be able to give some tickets to the very last Big Quiet that's happening in Boston. So if we do that, you'll be able to do that on my Instagram, Nikki Eisenhower. If you've been to the Big Quiet, please come find me there, share your experience. And if you're playing around in social media land, we would love you to connect with us. You can always find us on our website at emotionalbadass.com. All of our episodes are there. I know sometimes trying to share things on iTunes can be a little screwy. So if you want to share some episodes that mattered to you, that helped you, that you want to pass along, that's a great place. Come find us at emotionalbadass.com. You can also find Emotional Badass on Facebook and on YouTube. I hope that wherever you are today, you'll incorporate some of the lessons from the Big Quiet. Maybe that's saying yes to an event that you wouldn't have. Maybe that's saying yes to a little moment of eyes closed, centering meditation. So maybe that's how we'll close up this episode. Just to sit with me and sit together and close your eyes and know that we are in this together. Whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, we are in this world together. And whenever we need to, we can close our eyes, take a deep breath, and remember how truly unalone we really are. Keep taking care of yourselves out there. Keep supporting the Big Quiet as it's on tour. And remember that you are an emotional badass. I am an emotional badass. And together, we are where Moxie meets Mindful. Bye-bye.